Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Joe.
How are you? How you doing? It's been a while, and I guess I might have some explaining to do. Like Ricky Ricardo used to say to Lucy, you got some explaining to do. Yeah, I've been away for a little bit. I mean, I have good reasons for being away. They're my reasons. And I'm back because it's springtime, I guess. One of the reasons I was gone, let me see, we had a show which was February the 7th. That was the last show we did. Excuse me. And then the following week or a couple of weeks later before the second show of the month, my birthday, February 17th, that was the first day of Lent. And like some people know, I like to do things with other religious celebrations, holidays, or observances. And so what I did was on the 17th of February, I participated in Lent. And what I gave up for Lent was eating after 6 o'clock. Now, that would create a problem with me on the Sundays when I would have had a show. And the show would have started at 5 o'clock and ended at 6. I would not have been able to have a proper dinner, so to speak. So that was one of my reasons for me feeling I had a good excuse not to hold a show. Because, I mean, I was giving up eating after 6. So if the show ended at 6 o'clock, there would be no time for me to have a meal. Whereas today, I had a little something at about 3-4 o'clock, but I'll be able to have dinner after the show. Let me see, what else is going on? Oh, someone was concerned about me the last time because I hadn't had a COVID, I hadn't had a vaccine yet. And they were encouraging me to get a vaccine and after careful thought, I decided that I needed to have a vaccine or two if I wanted to ever hug my grandchildren again. So more than anything else, that prompted me. So I had my first COVID vaccine on the 27th of last month. So now I've got to wait a whole month to have the second one. I got the Moderna shot, and I didn't have much of a reaction towards it, unless I was having a reaction and I thought it was something else going on in my body. But nothing serious that I couldn't tolerate. Let me see here. Today is Easter Sunday, so I want to say happy Easter to all of those of you who celebrate Easter, Passover, and all sorts of good stuff like that. Last week was the anniversary, the second year anniversary of me retiring from my job. And that's been an adjustment. I'm glad I didn't have to go out during COVID, this pandemic thing, because delivery operations are going full force. And UPS would have had me working every single evening, handling those packages. Tomorrow will be the second year anniversary of my mother's passing. And so that's another reason why I haven't been gung-ho about doing Inside Matters talk shows, because she was one of my major followers, and she encouraged me to do the shows. Even when I told her that they were, like, really out of my budget, you know, to hold on to the show space. She used to say, Yolanda, Duchess, Yolanda, Duchess, you know, whatever name she chose to call me was acceptable. And she would say, you don't know who is listening to those shows, so you need to continue them, because they're, and she's right. I get notices on the website, Blog Talk Radio website, that there are people listening to Inside Matters talk around the world. And they do it, not necessarily in studio through a phone call where I can actually see the telephone numbers. They do it on the internet when the show is over. They do it through archiving. They do it through, Skype. They do the shows through, they just have various ways that they listen to the show without me even knowing that they're there. So it's really amazing technology. The other reason I may have been laxed is, while I'm not eating, or I wasn't eating after 6 o'clock, everyone has given me their movie channel. So I'm watching movies that I didn't have access to. It was amazing that someone gave me their access to Disney Plus so that I could watch Hamilton, the musical, the Broadway musical. Disney recorded it, and so it's a movie. It's a movie of the actual play, and it's phenomenal. I'm hooked on it. I can go back and listen to all the songs that they did for Hamilton. Fascinating. One of the things that I want to do today, if I can, y'all can tolerate me clearing my throat. I still have a neighbor who insists upon smoking and having their cigarette smoke filter into my apartment and this smoke-free community that I signed a lease to live in. So I'm constantly clearing my throat. But that's okay. If y'all can tolerate it, we're here. We're going to do this. What I wanted to rehash or revisit was something that I spoke about a year ago, so we could see how are we doing now. A year ago, I talked about the spiritual meaning of the virus, and it was the spiritual reading as per Eric Tyrone, who has the website Soul Dreams, and he analyzes dreams. He's a dream interpreter. I've never had a dream interpreted, but I noticed the last past month, I've been meditating a lot, and so what's begun to happen is my dreams are becoming more lucid. I wake up, and I'm remembering the dreams. Last night, I remember the dream that my grandmother, she ate my chocolate candies that were on the counter here in my apartment, you know? And I said, well, what happened to my candy? This is in the dream. And my grandmother said, me and Harriet ate your candies. I said, Harriet doesn't come by here. And then I heard my brother say, oh, yes, she does. She comes by here all the time. So what I'm trying to say is dreams can have messages in them without us even realizing it. But I took this message that I shared a year ago, when COVID first, the coronavirus, when it first popped up. And I wanted to share it with you today. the spiritual meaning of the coronavirus. And Eric Tyrone was saying, if you read it as though it were a tarot card, you would find out that corona is Latin for crown. In astronomy, the word is a ring of gaseous light only made visible during a total solar eclipse, when the moon is blocking the sun's light. Now, you've seen that. When the moon flows and drifts across the sun, you see that ring of light behind the moon's shadow. Now, this ring of light, the corona, is the crown of the sun, also known as the halo of the sun. In Greek, halo is the crown of light rays. The circle of light around the head of a holy person or figure like Buddha or Jesus or Mary. So corona or crown or halo, they are the same thing. Holy and sacred figures are depicted with halos, as this is representing their awakened consciousness. Now, I want you to know, there are some of you out there, if you took your aura picture, a special camera can take the energy field that's surrounding your body. It's called a Kigley, I can't even pronounce it. Well, it's a special camera. And if you Google aura camera, you'll be able to get the name of it. I can't pronounce it. It's just, you know, one of those wonky words. And you will be able to see the electromagnetic field around your body. So you have in your aura, sometimes you'll see a certain light around your head in your aura picture. So this corona, halo, you know, these are the same thing. And holy and sacred figures depicted with halos, as this is representing their awakened consciousness. So I'm trying to tell you that there are so many of us that have an awakened consciousness. And this awakened consciousness shows as their glowing gold crown chakra. Your crown chakra is right at the top of your head, and that's your connect from you to all that is in creation. In ancient Sanskrit language, the crown or the chakra is called Sahasra, which means new beginning or thousandfold, which refers to the petals of realization of a thousand petal lotus flower. That's in Sanskrit. And this flower is blooming into full expression. This full expression is from the murky depth from which it arises. A crown is a piece of jewelry worn to represent the halo of the awakened sacred figure and the thousand petal lotus flower of that crown chakra. Isn't that beautiful? Putting the pieces together of this puzzle, here is what the coronavirus reading was as interpreted by my friend Eric Tyrone. Despite the darkness of this coronavirus, which is like the darkness of a solar eclipse, where the majority of light is blocked, there is a ring of light still seen around the sun. It is the contrast of the darkness that brings our attention to this light. This light, our halo, our crown of divinity, sovereignty, empowerment, and our connection to our soul, to who we really are as a collective humanity, our halo, crown, corona, was broken. We were out of alignment with our true selves, our higher selves, source, spirit, God, also known as our awakened consciousness. Now, the coronavirus was shutting down the world last year, at least momentarily, causing us to take a pause, for us to go inside of ourselves. You notice how much happened while we went in and we reflected. It is or was the darkness of this virus that was giving us an opportunity to look within, to reevaluate our lives, to remember, and to realign with our inner light. That inner light that thinks for itself, honors itself, and knows no limits. No longer dictated and controlled by the powers that don't have our best interest at heart. To reclaim our halos, our crowns, to be the kings and queens that we are. We are empowered, limitless, badasses. Time to step into that power, feel that power, because this is a new beginning, a global spiritual awakening. And if you reflect on what has happened between last year when we were on shutdown, lockdown, to where we are now, and we're beginning to unfold and unravel and take stock of different ways, new ways of being and new experiences. We haven't come through it totally, but many people are waking up to a new way, a new sense of being, you know? Someone asked me today, how did I feel about this Zoom existence? I told her Zoom was the most amazing thing that happened to me during this COVID lockdown. Quite a few people know that I've been in recovery for AA. I stopped drinking about going on 25 years. It'd be 25 years in June. And I never gave, you know, all of that hoopla about going to face-to-face meetings. But with Zoom, I go to AA meetings and go to AA meetings 24 hours a day. I love it. I went to an AA meeting this afternoon at 2 o'clock that was being held in Hawaii. I can go to an AA meeting anywhere on the face of this earth without having to buy a plane ticket. I spent time at an AA meeting this past February that was held by a women's AA convention where they had 19,000 people registered for this online four-day conference. It was fantastic. I mean, I went to their ice cream social. I went to their dysfunctional family feud game show night, where out of, what do you say, 1,900 people, they only selected 15 to play on teams of five each, and I was one of the ones that was selected to play on one of the dysfunctional family feud teams. I mean, it was amazing. I had so much fun. those whole 5 days, I participated in workshops that just blew my mind. I would not have been able to travel by air to the convention, the conference. I would not have been able to do that, but I was able to, do it right here in my living room on Zoom. So I have a great time. I go to a meeting and host it in Iowa. There's a meeting every day in Iowa at 7 o'clock. I usually just go to the Monday meeting because I like that's the speaker meeting. I go to a women of color meeting hosted from California every Saturday at 4 o'clock. So I've made use of my time while I've been on lockdown. And in some ways, I've lost some things during my lockdown because I noticed that because I don't leave my apartment and go on walks enough, I'm losing tone and strength in my legs because I'm not walking as much and standing as much. I'm usually sitting here at this computer or I'm laying down on the couch watching a movie because I got Hulu now. Somebody gave me that. Somebody gave me Netflix. Somebody gave me Disney Plus. Somebody gave me HBO Max. So I've got access to all of these movies, and I love watching movies. So there's some pros and cons to me being on lockdown. You know? And I'm sure there are pros and cons for you being on lockdown. But Lena Stevens, she's phenomenal. And I was looking at some of the stuff that Lena Stevens was talking about in her April theme on the Power Path website was transition. And it's amazing how in sync I can be when I sometimes am speaking to people and I don't feel they understand what I'm saying, and I feel really, well, for lack of a better word, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm making an ass out of myself because I'm trying to explain something to somebody that I believe, but they don't have to see what I'm seeing. But what I'm saying is I'm like, you know, this person really thinks I'm crazy because I'm explaining this the way I see it. And they're like looking at me like, is she for real? Does she really believe this stuff? And then I went to Lena's page today and I fell out laughing. Because some of what she was saying is exactly some of the stuff that I was trying to explain the reason behind me doing certain things a certain way. Now I'm going to share what Lena has to say, and I'm also going to see if I can interject how aspects of her words were so meaningful to me that other people could not see what I was trying to say. So in her theme for April being transition, Lena was saying that very few of us are comfortable with transition, as it indicates leaving behind what is known to us, even if that known place is no longer what we want, and move into an unknown landscape, even though that landscape holds all of our current intentions and desires. Now, how many of you feel that way? You know, you want to go out, you want to travel, you want to do this, you want to do that, and, well, should I? I want to, but I don't know if I can, and what's going to happen when I get there? Maybe I won't like it, you know. So these transitions tend to cause stress, and stress tends to cause the worst of our personalities to come out. But what I've been doing about that stress, I've been doing a lot of meditating, like I shared before, you know, because stress is a factor in trying to transition and make things new for yourself. And personal obstacles may be triggered, as well as tendencies to judgment, blame, irritation, restlessness, and all manner of negative reactions. It is wise to watch your words also and keep them from being harsh towards others. You know, we got to really put our words in check. It is also wise this month, Lena was saying, to stay present and to take responsibility for your own actions to situations and triggers so you can keep from rejecting and projecting and taking your discomfort out on others. More than any other time this month, it is best to make kindness a daily practice and focus, you know? Because we're going to be short-tempered. Because on the positive side, this is an incredibly dynamic month. This month is where great strides can be made in all areas of life, including our own abundance, movement of work and projects, rebuilding or beginning new relationships, greatly improving our health, having more discipline for spiritual and physical practices, and becoming really clear about our values and what is important. As uncomfortable as we may often feel this month, we have to treat the journey as a pilgrimage towards more power in our life and stay as neutral as possible around challenges and obstacles that may come our way. Behind every challenge is an opportunity, and the opportunity this month will be big and unexpected. We may miss them if we are too wound up and focused on being irritated and judgmental. For there to be movement, change, and opportunity, there has to be an unsettling of the old structures and attachments. Now, you know, that goes with anything. That goes for anything. When we decide that we're going to shift and we're going to move, things that are attached to us, they're going to be shaken up by us shifting and moving. Even if it's just doing a spring cleaning, you're going to shift and move some dust, and me, you may have to start sneezing a little bit, but it's got to be done. This shifting and movement and these old structures and attachments, they always create some kind of chaos before a sense of clarity reorganizes the movement in the right direction. What right direction? The right direction will be reported more by how you want to feel rather than by what your mind thinks you ought to feel. Let's repeat that. The right direction will be supported more by how you want to feel rather than by what your mind thinks you ought to feel. The more you hang on to the old, the more irritating our time will be. This is also an important month for completion and tying up loose ends. Boy, do I have a lot of those. Especially around relationships and any shame, regrets, disappointment, or wounding from the past. It is truly a time to finally let go and not waste this opportunity for deep releasing and healing. I feel good. I mean, Iyanla Van Zandt said something like that to me the other day, and it was powerful. So, what are we still attached to? What is still attached to us? What feels unresolved in our life? It is time to clean up our energy fields so we have the freedom to outpicture something different. We are becoming more aware of the invisible world of support that can give us a new point of reference and a glimpse into how magical and beautiful our future can be. There's the Toltecs talk about the sixth sun as fully arising as a new frequency by the eclipse this time next month. So this is the time to leave behind anything of a dimmer light so we can all shine brighter. Now, wait a minute. One of the most significant opportunities this month is of the potential forging of a new cooperation between seeming opposites. Before I say that, I want to go back to this cleaning and cleansing and getting rid of this and, you know, dispelling that and moving into something new and so that other things can open up and unfold in front of us. I did a ritual the other day. I did a little spiritual ritual where I wanted to, you know, release anger and discomfort from me, from my heart towards another, so that I could release them and release myself. You know, and I was trying to explain to somebody that when I do this, this opens up a world of wonder for me, for good things and different things to come into my space. Because, you know, if you don't throw away the old, you can't have room for the new to take its place. And so that goes for our spiritual feelings as well. If you're holding on to, you know, hostility and hate and discontent towards any person, place, or thing, you are not allowing new stuff to come in because you're all cluttered up with the old stuff. All right? And Lena, she makes a point of that because she goes on to say, as our values change, attitudes and attachments to old positions will no longer seem so important. The big work this month for all of us is to stay in our hearts, our heart center. We got to practice kindness. You know, we have to be responsible for our reactions and to seize the dynamic energy in a positive and productive way. This is as a means to move more beauty, abundance, and positivity for our future. You know, you got to get rid of that old stuff to allow some new stuff to come in. If you are on the right track, great things are possible this month. If we can't let go where we need to, we will not feel so good. So how does Nina's month say it shows up? She breaks it into personality, relationships, and other stuff. As far as personally, a challenging but dynamic month where we can either make great strides in our personal well-being or go down the rabbit hole of self-judgment, addictions, and holding on to old wounds and betrayals and anger and projection. We do not suggest the latter as it will make us more miserable in the long run. The best way to navigate this month is to tell the truth about the responsibility we have for our own life, what we value, what needs to change, and then grab the courage to do it. The reaction or the action component this month will either give us the fuel and the support to make headway into reorganizing what needs it, or it could cause irritation and restlessness. That irritation and restlessness that we may end up taking out on other people. And we don't want to do that. Okay? When we find ourselves looking outward to what we can blame, accuse, or judge, acknowledge this to be the defense mechanism it is when we don't want to face something personal that needs to change. We have to look inward instead to what is irritating us about our own life. Only you and I have the power to change that by making committed decisions to do things differently. And remember, decisions should always be made from a place of inner truth rather than from a place of fear. So the opportunity this month is one of turning our life around to increase our well-being on all levels, including a greater satisfaction in relationships, practices, abundance, work, and health. Now, the trick this month for relationships is there is a tendency towards projection, blame, harsh words, and a bit of confusion as to how to deal with relationships that are not on course with the changes we are needing to make. So we have to be kind. That is Venus' best advice for all of us. Even if we are completing and terminating agreements or choosing to change the structure of a relationship, we can always do it from a place of kindness. Be kind. We have to take responsibility for our own part in anything that surfaces in a relationship that needs to be processed. It is never one-sided. This is also a really good month to give up our position of being wounded because of someone else's action. Okay? Those actions can be from a parent or others that may have mistreated you in the past. The more you hold on, or the more I hold on, because I have that issue too, the more we hold on to the blame and hold them in debt, the less we will be able to take advantage of a new energy and vibration becoming available to us all. And that's what I did with my ritual yesterday. You know, I had to recognize the fact that I may be holding on to stuff, anxiety from things that were done to me by people, places, or things. And I had to let that stuff go because I may have very well played a part in it happening. Why? Just because I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I said something snarky to them, and they said something even snarkier to me. Or maybe I didn't do anything to them. Maybe I did what I did to somebody else, and this was my payback for what I did to somebody else. You know, because that's how karma goes. We know what goes around comes around, and it's a true act of karma. When we look at a situation and say, well, what did I do? I didn't do anything. Or maybe you didn't do anything to this person, but you're getting the payback from this person for something you did in the past to someone or something or someplace back then. So, like I said, this is also a time when new unexpected relationships can suddenly come into your life. You know, if we want unexpected good stuff to come into our lives, then we have to look at what we've done or what we may have done or forgive the person who did something to us that we don't realize we did to them. It's forgiveness and amends to you. You have to keep your side of the street clean. So whether you realize it or not, You don't know what you've done, or you may not even remember. But the name of the game is keeping your side of the street clean. And don't worry about the trash across the street in somebody else's backyard. If we are free and available and not tethered, that word tethered, tied by past judgments, oh my, we may have a wonderful opportunity for new support, collaboration, and intimacy. Wouldn't that be wonderful? The biggest challenge is to sift through the potential emotional chaos of not knowing where some relationships stand. So we have to trust our heart, and we have to trust our inner emotional truth. That is so cool. Nina gave some words on our health and physical body. I have to adhere to this to no end, because I have not been physical for over a year, and I'm beginning to feel it. Body's beginning to weigh it, and so we got to look at it. This is a perfect month to take your health to a new level of awareness and well-being, especially after a challenging year for exercise and taking care of the physical body. This is a time to anchor some new routines and practices. Self-care should be a priority this month, and any discipline that needs to go with it. Instead of trying to back out of routines that we put on hold during the pandemic, we're going to have to be creative about what we do and how we do it. Well, we might engage the help and support of community and friends and make it fun. Push ourselves a little to trying something new, be it diet, exercise, dancing, movement, adventure, or exploration. The need for adventure should factor into what we try. Make it fun. Accept help and support. And collaborate with others when you can. She's talking to a friend today, and she goes for walks, and I need to start walking again. I told her she needs to call me. I need to call her and find out when you're going to go for a walk. And she likes to walk by some pond that I've never been to. So it'd be a new experience, a change of scenery. I don't feel comfortable going back to the rec center and going into the pool and doing pool exercises, because I never liked taking off my clothes and putting my clothes back on and all of that other stuff in the locker. I never liked that anyway. I just assumed if they open up the pool in my community complex, go there, because I can wear my bathing suit down there, and then I can walk home from the pool and come upstairs and take my shower in my own apartment. But all that driving to the recreation center 3 days a week and jumping in the pool and taking off my clothes and putting on. So we're going to have to try not to let what has happened in the past to influence how it might go for us now and into the future. Just going to have to adapt and adjust. This is a new time where unexpected miracles can happen. And we all need some miracles. We're looking forward to some. And this is also a time when new habits and patterns can be anchored without much effort if we really allow them to happen. So I'm going to read Rapid Flash Fire, what Lena says about dates and time frames and what's going to happen between April the 1st to the 7th, April the 8th to the 15th. She says, this is a restless time and worth paying attention to. Be present and don't take anything personally. When others are stressed, they may seem more demanding, and you could fall into the trap of feeling like you should be more helpful, more available, or more understanding. April 8th to the 15th, that will be a time where doubt can set in, a good reality check from time to time will help. Rely on your true support system to give you feedback on anything you have doubts about. And before we close, the Masters. I got the Masters in the New Energy book right here next to me. And since that's been the title or the theme of our shows the last past few months, Masters opened up to self first. The Masters say, do it for yourself first. This goes against the grain of many of the teachings of the past 1,000 years and more. So many of the old masters did it for everyone else. They sacrificed themselves. At least that's how the stories were written. But Adamus says, he can tell you of many cases where these masters' primary concern was not serving others. That is a joke. That is control. How can you be a master? How can you be a teacher if you're not taking care of yourself? This is a very simple principle. You have been led to believe that salvation comes through serving others by doing things like giving abundance to churches or organizations, by sacrificing yourself. That is, quite frankly, very old energy. As a master, you take care of yourself first, your body, your mind, your spirit. You get yourself rebalanced. You get yourself clear and healthy. You get yourself working in a multidimensional modality. You see, most humans just exist in one. They barely exist in the third dimension. But you are now going to be existing in multiple dimensions. When you are clear, balanced, and healthy, others will see and feel that. You will become the standard for them. If you are broken down, if you are sick, if you are financially exhausted and running from the bill collectors, this is going to set no example for others, and it will essentially make your mastery a joke. Others, humans, need to see an example of mastery, and more than anything, you deserve it. Can you accept that? You deserve it. You deserve to take care of yourself. You see, being out of trust with yourself, you have been led to believe that you shouldn't take care of yourself. You have been led to believe that you must do it for everyone else, not yourself. These words were developed. Selfish, egotistical, full of yourself, and they are seen as a bad thing. But the masters say to you, it is the grandest thing to be self-full. I can serve and help and teach others only when I am clear and balanced. You hear me? In my own braggadocious way, talking of my own grandness and intellect, and my charm, of course, my good looks, in part because I am giving you an example. You see, if you can't say it about yourself first, you can be sure no one else is going to say it for you. The master takes care of themselves first, and this is going to go against most, if not all, of the training you have had, and it will certainly go against the training of the students who come to you. They are going to be shocked at first, even angry, But eventually, they're going to come to understand, take care of yourself first. Take care of yourself. It is the most profound and sacred thing you can do for you. You do not have a responsibility to other humans. You do not have a responsibility to mass consciousness. And it's time to realize that this whole idea that everyone has to move forward at the same time is also an illusion. There are some who teach and preach that what happens to one happens to all. That if there is one straggler, then all must wait, but that is not true at all. You are each sovereign. There is nothing that says you have to fix or repair anyone else, and in fact, that is a dishonor to them. The greatest thing you can do for others is honor them for their path, for their choices, no matter what. And the second greatest thing you can do for them is to be there when they call out for a teacher. But don't try to teach the ones who aren't asking for a teacher. You have seen what has happened with the churches and their evangelistic movement, how they try to convert everyone. Has it brought peace to earth? Has it fed the poor? Has it solved the world's problems to inflict their will and their dream on others? Absolutely not. If humans were taught to have respect and compassion for every other human, no matter where they were, that would truly change the energy. Take care of yourself first. It's a very important principle. So now, let's take a deep breath. Namaste. So, family, here we are. I think I'm going to go to the store. My son told me I can find myself some beef ribs at Walmart, the Super Walmart. And I've been craving some beef ribs. And that's what I'm going to do. It's been wonderful spending time with everyone. Y'all better hang in there and have me hang in here that I show up on the third Sunday of this month. I want to, but I don't know what the heck may be going on when that happens. I want to thank all of you for listening. I see the board is all lit up. It's been wonderful spending time with you. And we have 6 minutes left. I don't know if you want me to use that 6 minutes to read something, notes from the universe or something like that. But I think I've said enough for the evening. It's been wonderful being here. You take care. Take that 6 minutes as time for you to do some meditation. And try and meditate every single day. I mean, you can set, most of us have cell phones. You can set your timer for 5 minutes. Sit back and just think nothing. And if something pops into your brain while you're trying to think nothing, you know, focus on your breath. You think about that bird outside the window? Bring it back and focus on your breath. So you breathe in and out, in and out, in and out, you know. And before you know it, that little timer on your cell phone will go beep, 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 beep. And you'll open your eyes. And you're going to realize that the more you close your eyes and meditate and go into the void where there's pure potentiality in that void, you're going to realize it's going to revolutionize your open eye state of mind. Try it. I think you'll love it. Okay, family, take it easy. Love you good. This is Duchess. Over and out. Thank you.
Thank you.